Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A Brief Tour of Higher Consciousness, a cosmic book on the mechanics of creation by Itzhak Bentov. Is a compact, idea-driven exploration of how consciousness might relate to the structure and behavior of the universe. Bentov, known for blending inventive engineering intuition with speculative metaphysics, approaches big questions with a model builder's mindset. Rather than treating spirituality and science as enemies, he attempts to map experiences often described in meditation, altered states, and mystical traditions onto concepts drawn from physics, systems thinking, and human physiology. The book's appeal is its willingness to propose mechanisms, not just beliefs, for how awareness could evolve and how reality might be organized across multiple levels. Readers can expect a fast-moving tour through notions such as vibratory dynamics, feedback loops between mind and matter, and layered planes of perception. Even when the claims are provocative, the emphasis is on curiosity and conceptual experimentation, inviting readers to test ideas against their own experience and reason. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a model of reality built from vibration and structure. A central thread in Bentov's work is the attempt to describe reality as an organized hierarchy of motion, vibration, and pattern. Instead of starting with abstract theology, he begins with the intuition that everything measurable behaves like a system: oscillations, resonances, cycles, and repeating structures. From this perspective, matter, energy, and consciousness are not separate categories but different expressions of how information is arranged and how dynamics stabilize. The book encourages readers to think in terms of constructive interference, harmonics, and nested layers, where complex phenomena arise from simpler recurring movements. This approach helps explain why spiritual traditions often emphasize sound, breath, and rhythm as gateways to deeper states. They may be practical tools for shifting the system. The value of this topic is not that it proves a final cosmology, but that it gives readers a framework to connect personal experience to a broader model. By using system metaphors, Bentov invites readers to explore how small changes in input can lead to large changes in perception and insight. Second, the human body as an instrument for consciousness. Another important topic is the idea that consciousness is shaped by the body's mechanics and signals, and that the nervous system can act like a tuning apparatus. Bentov's perspective is notable because it treats inner experience as something that may have consistent correlates, such as rhythm, posture, breathing, and the way attention moves through sensations. He presents the body not as an obstacle to spirituality but as the interface through which awareness can refine itself. This theme resonates with many contemplative practices that emphasize breathing patterns, relaxed alertness, and steady focus. Within Bentov's conceptual universe, subtle shifts in physiological state may change the stability of attention and the quality of perception, producing experiences that people label as expanded awareness. The reader is encouraged to consider meditation as an experiment in regulating inputs and reducing noise, not merely a moral exercise. The broader implication is that spiritual development can be approached with practical discipline. If consciousness has mechanics, then training the instrument matters, and progress can be cultivated through repeatable methods rather than vague aspiration. Thirdly, levels of consciousness and the journey of development. The book also lays out a developmental view in which consciousness can move through stages that feel qualitatively different, like shifting from local awareness to more panoramic, interconnected perception. Bentov frames these levels as part of a larger evolutionary arc, where growth is not only biological but experiential and informational. This topic matters because it offers readers a map for interpreting unusual states without automatically treating them as either pathological or supernatural proof. The stage model encourages humility and responsibility. Expanded perception is presented as a change in capacity, not a badge of superiority. It also underscores the idea that insight is often accompanied by integration challenges, since daily life must absorb what the mind has glimpsed. For readers, this is a useful lens for journaling and self-assessment, noticing patterns such as increased equanimity, reduced reactivity, or heightened empathy. Bentov's layered approach can also be read as a bridge between mystical language and personal psychology, suggesting that what traditions call ascent, awakening, or illumination may correspond to increasingly coherent organization of attention, meaning, and identity over time. Fourthly, creation as a process feedback between mind and cosmos. A provocative theme is the notion that creation is not a one-time event, but an ongoing process in which consciousness participates. Bentov explores how reality might emerge through iterative dynamics, where observation, intention, and information exchange influence what becomes stable and perceivable. Rather than claiming simplistic wish fulfillment, the emphasis is on feedback loops. Internal states shape how we interpret signals, interpretations guide actions, actions change environments, and environments reshape minds. On a larger scale, He speculates about how the cosmos itself could be structured to allow consciousness to develop and to contribute to the unfolding of complexity. This topic encourages readers to adopt a more active stance toward experience, focusing on the quality of attention, the ethics of intention, and the patterns one reinforces. It reframes personal growth as participation in a larger creative mechanism, where clarity and coherence matter, even for skeptical readers. The feedback model is psychologically practical. It aligns with how habits form, how beliefs steer perception, and how consistent practice can transform one's lived world without requiring literal miracles. Lastly, bridging science, metaphysics, and experience without dogma. A defining feature of Bentov's approach is his effort to connect scientific imagination with metaphysical questions while keeping the tone exploratory rather than sectarian. He does not ask readers to join a school or accept authority. He invites them to consider models, compare them to experience, and update beliefs as needed. This topic is important because many readers feel stuck between strict materialism and ungrounded spirituality. Bentov offers a middle path using conceptual tools from physics and engineering as metaphors and hypotheses, while treating inner experience as data that deserves careful interpretation. The benefit is a mindset that values curiosity, testability, and intellectual courage. Readers can engage with the ideas as frameworks for reflection, meditation, and meaning-making, without needing to claim certainty about ultimate reality. This integrative posture also makes the book a conversation starter, encouraging dialogue across disciplines and temperaments. In an era of polarized thinking, Bentov's willingness to blend perspectives can help readers build a personal worldview that is both imaginative and disciplined. In conclusion, this book fits readers who enjoy big-picture thinking about consciousness, especially those curious about meditation, inner development, and speculative models that connect mind and cosmos. It will appeal to open-minded skeptics, as well as people who do not want pure mysticism, yet feel that standard materialist explanations leave out essential aspects of lived experience. The practical benefit is a shift in how you interpret your own attention, emotions, and perception. By treating consciousness as something with structure and possible mechanisms, the book encourages intentional practice, better self-observation, and a more coherent sense of meaning. Even if you treat Bentov's cosmology as hypothesis, the systems view helps you notice feedback loops that shape your life, such as habits, expectations, and the environments you build around yourself. Compared with similar consciousness or spirituality books, its advantage is the model-building spirit it aims to explain how, not only what, and it does so with a distinctive blend of engineering intuition and metaphysical curiosity. For readers who want a compact, idea-rich tour that sparks reflection and experimentation, it is worth buying as a stimulating, perspective-expanding guide. If you would like to support Itzhak Bentov, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.